It's time now for our Fall City Coaches Show, our weekly visit with Tiger head coach Don Hoge. Coach, I guess last week, not the way you wanted to start the season, fell behind early and never could quite get on track.
No, we had some tough luck early on. We knew that, February having a game the week before that, they were going to make some big improvements after they watched themselves on film and they come out to opening drive and pretty much just did whatever they wanted against us and went down and scored, and then things kind of went backwards for us. The opening kickoff, we got it tipped and ended up getting the ball, pretty deep in our end of the field and had some fumble situations. The first five snaps that we took from scrimmage, we lost three fumbles on those first five snaps. And when things like that happen and everyone's kind of looking around, finding out what's going on, and then being on the road and not being in that situation before, and it just kind of snowballed from there.
I guess on the positive side, you did have a pretty good drive, ate up more than half the second quarter and put 7 points on the board early in the second quarter.
We did, we had a drive prior to that one that you're talking about. We moved it quite a ways down the field, and then we ended up having a false start. We were going to go for it on fourth and had a false start, and then we had to end up punting the ball away. But, we had a good kick return there, too, by Jesse Buttrick and the return team and got us past midfield. And so, we did some things that was real positive, but, trying to keep the kids focused, through the bad things that happened early on was hard to do.
All right, and home for the first time of the season this Friday, taking on Lincoln Lutheran, coming to Jug Brown Stadium. We'll be back and talk more with Fall City head coach Don Hoge right after this. Welcome back to our Fall City Coaches Show. Matthew Leaf along with Tiger head coach Don Hoge. And this week, first home game of the season, Lincoln Lutheran coming to town. And the Warriors, I guess, I don't know if you quite know what to expect from the Warriors, I guess, but they lost last week, but apparently they didn't have their full complement of players available to them last week. So I don't know what conclusions you can draw from their game last week.
Well, and that's very true. We don't know for sure if these young men will be suited up and playing tonight, but, we're going to be ready for their offense and what they try to do defensively. And, if those four guys are on the field personnel-wise, we know they're very good players. Two of the four were all district team members last year, so we know they have some very good athletes. And the biggest thing is we just got to worry about ourselves right now. We had some mistakes a week ago, and we fixed them. We've had some personnel changes that we made a little bit offensively and defensively. So, you're going to see a little bit different team, hopefully, and, hopefully we can come out and take care of business.
You mentioned you got to take care of what you do. Any changes to the game plan? Are you going to try to do one thing that maybe you saw you did last week? Maybe you'll try to focus on this week.
Well, I think initially, we've got to be able to sustain some drives, and we did that a couple different times, last week, and we can't start the way we started Friday night again. I don't care who you're playing. I think our focus was better this week. Of course, what to work on, and we worked on that. We repped them pretty hard with some fundamentals and our reads. Defensively, I don't think we were reading, and we worked pretty hard this week on that. And offensively, we just got to continue to do what we want to do, and that's, run the option and continue to, work Cord Hittner quite a bit and with single back stuff. So, we'll continue to keep doing what we feel is our strength offensively, and then also we're just going to have to throw it a little bit more.
All right, and I guess continue to just work out and get better week to week, I guess.
Yeah, it is, and I think, we had a lot of new guys starting for the first time. Yes, we had, six seniors starting on offense, but some of them have never started a game before, and if they had started a game, it was in a different position. So, I think we've built on that this week. We've pretty much told the kids that this is the things that we've got to do to win, and I think they've absorbed that. And again, watching film is a big thing for us, because I think until you show these kids on film their effort or their fundamentals, they don't have that concept.
All right, we'll go get them this week.
Thank you very much.
Fall City Tiger head coach Don Hoge on our Fall City Coaches Show. And with the Fall City Tiger Coaches Show, I'm Matthew Leaf.